This is Dr. D.C. Taramdi getting a comprehensive cardiac history and examination on Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T, Knowlton, K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N. Date of examination 1/22/2013. Date of birth of the patient 3/20/1929. Herbert Knowlton, K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N, a 83-year-old African American male, came to my office for cardiac follow-up. At this time, he denies significant chest pain, palpitation or syncopal episode. Yet patient gives history of occasional back pains and the generalized weakness. Yet there was no history of recent swelling of the legs. Yet patient also denies dizziness. Yet patient has had dizziness and blackout spells in the past and had a Mobitz type 2 AV block. Subsequently, patient ended up with a AV sequential permanent pacemaker. In 2010, past history is negative for previous myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident. Patient has history of essential hypertension, hypertriglyceridemia, status post permanent pacemaker, six sinus syndrome, mild COPD. Degenerative disc disease of lumbar spine, osteoarthritis. Yet, patient also has had burns to the lower extremity, in particular the right lower leg. Period. Personal history is negative for recent smoking. Patient quit smoking in 2010. Used to smoke 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for many years. Period. There was no alcohol abuse. Period. Allergies. There were no known allergies. Period. Systemic review. Patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted. Period. Patient is also followed by an internist, Dr. Neelam Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. Period. Physical examination showed a well-built male weighing 213 pounds. Patient is 5'9" tall. Patient BMI is 31.4. Blood pressure today is 140/90. JVP was flat. There is a faint systolic bruise over the left carotid. Cardiovascular system examination showed mild cardiomegaly. Pacemaker back in the left upper chest. Regular heart sounds. Heart rate is 75 to 80 beats per minute. There were no ectopic beats. S1 is muffled. S2 is slightly loud in the pulmonic area. A systolic murmur grade 1 over 6 was best heard at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation. There was no S3 gallop. There was no pericardial rub. Respiratory system examination showed occasional ronchi. There was no wheezing. There was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure. Abdomen was soft. Extremity showed burn marks in the right lower extremity. The skin in the lower extremities are dry, DRY. Peripheral pulses are minimally decreased, period. There was no peripheral edema, period. Paragraph and electrocardiogram showed that. Sinus rhythm, bifascicular, F-A-S-C-I-C-U-L-A-R block with left anterior fascicular block and right bundle branch block, and non-specific ST changes. Pacemaker spikes are not seen. Minimal baseline artifact is present. Heart rate today is 82 beats per minute, period. Impression 1, essential hypertension, number 2, bifascicular block with right bundle branch block and left anterior fascicular block on electrocardiogram. Next number, hypertriglyceridemia by history. Next number, mild COPD. Next number, sick sinus syndrome and MOBID change, MOBITZ, type 2 AV block. Next number, status post AV sequential permanent pacemaker. Next number, vitamin D deficiency by history. Next number, history of syncope. Next number, arthritis. Next number, back pain. Plan of treatment 1. I reviewed the patient medications. I advised the patient to continue Tricor. 145 milligrams once daily to be on a low carb, low cholesterol, low salt diet. Other medications include metoprolol succinate 25 milligrams once daily, Imdura, IMDUR 30 milligrams once daily, aspirin 81 milligrams once daily, vitamin D 1000 units per day. Patient also takes Centrum Silver. Period. Next number, if blood pressure is consistently high, patient may need addition of either a calcium channel blocker or a ACE inhibitor or ARB, period. And next number, I also advise the patient to have electrolytes, BUN and creatinine, as well as a lipid profile. Next number, patient also needs a chest x-ray and a 2D echocardiogram to see the LV function and a carotid duplex to evaluate the BRUIT period. Patient will be re-evaluated after 1 month time.